This spring, the University of Michigan women's softball team won its 15th Big Ten title and its 14th NCAA regional crown before losing on Friday in the Super Regional to third-ranked Alabama. In other words, just another typical season for Michigan softball, a team led by one of Michigan's best coaches of any sport in any era. I'm John U. Bacon. The Michigan softball team won the Big Ten title for the fifth year in a row. It went to the NCAA tournament for the 18th straight season. Winning titles is what they do. And the amazing thing is, this was not even one of head coach Carol Hutchins' best teams. That's how well this machine runs, and make no mistake, it is a machine. Hutchins' teams have won more Big Ten titles than the rest of the conference combined. But it's a machine she put together part by part, one that took years of tinkering just to win its first race. That Hutchins even got this chance was a bit of a miracle in itself. Hutchins grew up in Lansing, the fifth of six kids, where her mom did not even see the point in her playing sports, let alone competing. But Hutchins refused to stop. She attended Lansing Everett High School, where she shared the court with a young man named Irvin Johnson, better known as Magic. Right off, the differences between men's and women's sports were glaring. Magic's team got nice home-and-away uniforms and practiced after school. Hutchins' teams wore pennies and practiced late at night. When both Magic and Hutchins enrolled at Michigan State, the contrast was even greater. The men's team traveled by private plane and stayed two to a room in nice hotels. The women's team drove rented vans and slept four to a room at the cheapest places they could find. But none of that dampened Hutchins' love for sports. She ultimately switched from basketball to softball and from the Spartans to the Wolverines. But when she interviewed at Michigan for positions split between assistant softball coach and administrative assistant, former athletic director Don Canham asked one question: could she type? Hutchins thought about it and then said with complete confidence, "Yes, yes, I can." Except, of course, she couldn't. But if she had told the truth, Michigan would have lost out on its all-time winningest coach in any sport. Fresh off her master's degree, Hutchins received a whopping $3,000 that first year, which had her mom shaking her head all over again. 2 years later, Hutchins became the head coach, and in her eighth season, her team won its first Big Ten title. Soon, they were winning them almost every year. And finally, in 2005, her team became the first softball squad east of Oklahoma and north of Cal Berkeley to win an NCAA title, roughly equivalent to a hockey team from Alabama winning the national crown. How does she do it? First, her players love her, and so do her assistants. The seniors cry at their senior banquet, knowing a great phase of their lives is over. The assistants never leave, often turning down good jobs to go elsewhere. And when you're on her team, you get to see her goofy side. And no one else gets to see that, recent graduate Kristen Larson told me. When you get to third base, Hutch, as even her players call her, gives you peanut M&Ms out of her back pocket. Hit a homer, and she tosses a few in the air for you to catch as you round third. But Hutch is not always warm and fuzzy. Former athletic director Bill Martin told me, "If every coach at Michigan was stamped out of the same mold as Hutch, you would not need an athletic director. Her kids thrive in the classroom, and she's a great colleague and mentor to other coaches. She was an absolute pleasure to work with, except after a loss." For 10 years, Martin's office was right next to hers. He quickly learned that on a Monday after Hutch's team lost even one out of four games that weekend, "Don't come in. She's a big grump." Well, as Woody Hayes said, "Show me a good loser, and I'll show you a busboy." Hutch's mom should be glad to know this: her daughter is no busboy.